This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Friday, October 11th. Well, hogs continue to dominate the news in the livestock market. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
Let's talk about lean hogs for a second here. They've been in the news. You know, you can't really talk about lean hogs without talking about China, but let's just first talk about lean hogs on the day. They're easier. They were lower. But, you know, the way that these charts are setting up and with what's out there as far as news, I'd just be a little careful about getting too out over your skis and getting short or too negative this contract. Let's first talk about the African swine fever. It kind of went quiet, but now it's kind of sneaking back into the news. So you'll see it abbreviated as ASF, but that's going to be something that I think that could still put a little bit of a floor underneath this contract here for a while. And the way things are setting up, it's not quite a channel. I wouldn't call it a channel yet, technically speaking, but it's going to be something that we're going to have to be paying attention to.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday down 7 1/4 at 491 1/4. December corn was down 14 at 380. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for November ended the day down 3, ranging from 6 even to 603. Hybrid winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for October were down 10, ranging from 565 1/4 to 570 1/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for October were down 6.5, ranging from 625 1/4 to 655 1/4. Live cattle for October were up 25 cents at 108.92 1/2. October feeder cattle were down 20 cents at 144.50. And October Class 3 milk was down 11 cents at 18.60.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.